You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Eve Blossom, founder of Weave, a community that gives an opportunity for artisans and designers to come together and offer their expertise, creating the possibility for them to aggregate enough orders to go to production. Eve, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Oh gosh, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here today.
Yeah, we're excited to have you as well. So first of all, what is Weave and how did it come to be?
Well, Weave is a design-focused e-commerce community focused on changing the relationships between buyers, designers, and artisans. And it's an interesting story how it came to be because I have a company called Lulon Artisans, and we've been doing working with artisans in Southeast Asia for over 10 years now. And we did a design competition online where we wanted to crowdsource a design competition. And designers from around the world interested in collaborating with our artisans submitted more than 1,600 designs in just 16 days. Which blew us away, and it was clear that there was a desire for a community connecting designers and artisans working together and also buyers.
And what kind of products does Weave offer?
So we focus on global diverse artisanal products, specifically accessories and home decor. So you can find items that are textiles, ceramics, jewelry, and more. And if you go to our site at weavebuilt.com, which is weavebuilt.com, you will see there the different categories and the types of stuff that we're doing. We're working with artisans around the world, so it is in developing countries, as well as we're tapping into the local maker movement in the U.S. And so U.S. makers, and that's including that job creation that we need right here in the U.S. And so our focus has always been on job stability in developing countries, and now it's about job creation as well in the United States and Europe. I just wanted to give one or two examples of kind of the products we're doing. So if you go online, you can see recycled, reused guitar strings from artisans, and from the guitar strings are from musicians in New Orleans. And it's just really exclusive, beautiful products that we have on our site. And that's really a cool item right from New Orleans. And we can go as far as, you know, in Southeast Asia, we're in Cambodia. I've been working with artisans there, working on silk products or reused rubber tires. And so it's pretty diverse.
Now, if you would, tell me, what are some of your company's biggest accomplishments so far?
Well, so Lulon, we did this model, like I said, for 10 years now. And so our biggest accomplishments with Weave so far is taking that model that we did in Southeast Asia and in only textiles, because we were just doing textiles and cotton and linen and silk, and now expanding to the rest of the world and doing these new diverse product categories I had mentioned. Also, one of our biggest accomplishments is using the collaborative design model that we've done with Lulon and expanding that, as I said. And that is kind of under the wraps, you know, it's kind of like the secret sauce of what we're doing, although we really, really want to share it. And that's also what our biggest accomplishment is, that we've trained the artisans to tell their own story using technology, using videos and photos to tell their step-by-step making process. So those are the really, really big things. And the collaborative design that we've been doing is really peer-to-peer design, where we do a brainstorming session with the artisans, and so we get exclusive product and exclusive designs with them. So it's really, really a wonderful way to work as partners.
Really exciting what you've done here today. We're joined by Eve Blossom, founder of Weave, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Weave is certainly unique. Can you explain how the company is helping to make a change in the world?
Yeah, so I've mentioned a little bit, we're using collaborative design, and we're trying to do this partnership where you really are peer-to-peer partnerships, and highlighting the expertise that these artisans have. And what makes us unique is that we're focusing on, like I said, collaborative design, but also transparency in supply chain. People really want to know how their products are made, what they're made of, and who's making them. And so in doing our, you know, behind the scenes, step-by-step videos and photos of the making process, that the artisans are telling you themselves. So we're not telling you the story of artisans. The artisans are telling their own stories through video and photos. And that also gives you that transparency in supply chain. And what's also interesting that we love is that we call it like you can gift a story. It's not just the product. Like if you go to the site and you see about these videos and you see about these stories of the artisans, we talk about that we've integrated the story in the buying experience so that you can gift the story along with the product.
Where do you see the company going in the next 5 years?
Well, we are really excited about expanding, like I said, to the U.S. and Europe, but now really expanding that further in that where we can hit more and more artisans and bring in more designers to design with our artisans and from around the world and expand that further, we can impact more people's lives because by job stability and job creation, it makes everybody stronger, these families, communities, and we want to just keep building and building, expanding so that we can connect and impact more lives and have fun doing it. I mean, this is a really exciting model, and it's all about people. So what we're really excited about is, you know, all the people that we're involved with and all the materials that we're using that's local and good for the environment and telling that to the buyer so the buyer can get involved as well and feel closer to the designer and the process of designing and also closer to the artisan and the making process.
Yeah, it sounds like you're definitely having a good time with Weave. How does a designer or artisan get involved with Weave?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great question because we need more and more designers and artisans involved. We've got many involved already, but what we usually have them do is just write to us at info@weavebuilt.com. And that way, any designer... we're working with up-and-coming designers as well as already well-known designers, and we design in-house, and we're looking for designers that are new, up-and-coming, known, it doesn't matter, and artisans of the same type as well, anywhere in the world, the more the merrier. And our whole job and what we bring is a marketplace where people can meet and match, and also that we are making sure that we're curating the experience and make sure that designers are matched with the right artisans and vice versa to make that experience really seamless and fun.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Weave online, if they can contain themselves after visiting?
That's great. Thanks. Yeah, go to our website at weavebuilt.com. That's weavebuilt.com. And you go there and you can look under the About Us. You can see the videos, see the products, see the artisans and the people there, see how you can buy the products, as well as you can always follow us on Twitter, you know, and Facebook, and it's always Weave Built as well, the same name, and we always are posting new products that we're doing and new partnerships that we're doing and new pop-up events that we're doing, and that's the best way to follow us and know about it.
Well, Eve, it certainly has been good to catch up with you today and certainly exciting what you have created. And we certainly wish you all the best and all of your endeavors. And come back to give us an update sometime here on Enterprise Radio.
We'd love to. And thank you so much for letting me talk to your listeners. This is really fun.
You bet. And we've been speaking with Eve Blossom, founder of Weave, a community that gives an opportunity for artisans and designers to come together and offer their expertise, creating the possibility for them to aggregate enough orders to go to production. And once again, the website of reference is weavebuilt.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.